Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta do my show down here. Out.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogo.
Well, greetings, everyone. How are you? Great to be back. Many of you probably know that we had an experience, a different workshop here at the University of Illinois Faculty for Immortal Living. We do that at least once a year for the first year. After a faculty that was in Alaska late in 2018. So it's been a lot of activity. Mexico was incredible. Did I say Mexico again? Our workshop was in Mexico, as I said, back from Mexico. And boy, did I learn a lot from traveling over the terrain there in Mexico. And we spent a lot of time with the pyramids there. Now, the pyramids are very interesting, and they are very important for us at this moment in time. They are teaching about many aspects of ourselves that we are not internalizing. They have knowledge and wisdom that is radiating to us continuously about ourselves and the answers that are sitting there vibrating, looking at us every day, and we are still not doing it. So I'm going to be using a couple of our shows to begin to translate to you what the teachings are that I was able to absorb from spending time with these pyramids. Amazing. So we've got a lot of things going on here on the planet. You know it. Okay. It's very, very disturbing that we still have gods who are killing other gods. This has to stop. But how can it stop? I just heard the lady here on the radio say that we have to do something different. All the things that we've been doing are not working. We have to try something different. Everybody looks at her with a blank face because they don't know what else to do. Well, we at the university, we do know what to do, and we are going to share the solution with you. So I've entitled my show today, we're going to be talking about renewing your mind by building a fully developed brain. Renewing your mind by building a fully developed brain. So I'll be right back after our sponsor speak to you, and let's talk about how the mind can be properly accessed and utilized when we have a fully developed brain and nervous system, which over 95% of the human population walking around on Earth right now does not have. So we'll be right back after this message.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Please visit us on Facebook. We have lots of wonderful things there. Again, about the brain, et cetera. I just have to bring this in. Okay, we've had some really wonderful people, really powerful people that have come to the university or that are attending the university that have done our program. We have a really nice testimony, very kind of her. You know, she's a great artist, so respectable. She has gotten awarded a PhD here from the university. Dr. Erica Badu. I had the opportunity over the years to deliver two of her children. And the children are very, very special, just like she is, because what? She completed the development of her brain and nervous system. Yes, she did. And she did it quite a long time ago. You know, I think her oldest child was in his late 20s. And yeah, so that's how many years she's actually been utilizing her brain in a fully developed, fully constructed manner, which is why she's able to do what she does. It's a very artistic, very, I call it, not only respectful, but dignified in a high cultural manner. Very, very exquisite woman. And she balanced her brain to be able to create the quality of children that she has, as well as the quality of her own life. It changes everything in your life to have your fully developed brain and nervous system. So now, this is the first thing that you have to do, is to complete the development of the brain and nervous system. Now, I've said this before, and I do want you to join us here. Become a subscriber to the Jewel Network so that you can just walk around and listen to all of these teachings and make it available to you 24/7. And so you've heard me discuss the fact that it was naturally a standard occurrence that your brain would be totally developed by the time your body reached its maturity. That would make sense, right? The hand in hand, the brain is right in the center of the body, the nervous system is right in the core of the body. They should be growing and maturing at the same rate, right? No. And this is what we still are not able to accept. And that is that when there is discord, when there are environments that don't support the normal, healthy growth and development of the organism of the child, the first organ system that shifts and alters its growth pattern and rate of growth and development is the nervous system. So when there are harsh environments, not enough food, dehydration, poisons such as heavy metal poisons, I'm really concerned about our children and our people in Flint being exposed to that very heavy metal that affects the nervous system primarily. When there are parents that are not present, when there's discord between the parents, fighting, arguing, okay, verbal abuse, the inability of a parent to take on the role of a parent, I mean, just they are not able to make decisions, they're not able to be trustworthy to protect and to care for the children or themselves, but are still still living in the environment where the children are observing this, it is traumatic to the nervous system of the child, and especially when the remainder of the environment in the environment is not stable. So that's like, for example, a child growing up in a drug house. You have adults there, but all of them are executing dysfunctional behavior. So it's not as though the child is alone, which also will cause disturbances and retardation in the growth of the nervous system in the brain. But also the mental distortions and emotional imbalances that people who gather in these places to medicate themselves because they are so uncomfortable, because they recognize that the mind and the brain are not articulating and are not congruent to allow them to affect the quality of life that they would like to live. They just give up in their own way and take the drugs. Now, many of them say, oh, this is making me more competent, giving me more sense of security and ego, et cetera. This is the illusion that people who get addicted to cocaine think. And yes, they can be more assertive as they usually are and aggressive. Okay, and definitely have, you know, very little respect and social morals for what everybody else is doing, and they just literally browbeat their way through and into circumstances and situations that deliver for them what they want. But what happens? That is a toxic substance to the brain and the nervous system. So the brain and nervous system is already out of balance, has been retarded in its own growth and development, and then you now load it with drugs. So we know over time, once the body adjusts to the excessive stimuli from the drugs, you get a main collapse. So we know these people always, at some point, will always collapse. And everything that they've built and created under the influence of drugs will be lost or seriously impaired. But the nervous system, very, very much traumatized, debilitated, etc. So when these individuals detox, they have another problem because now they have to really recognize that, you know, I don't have the sensation, I'm okay anymore. Okay, things just really look bleak and dismal because we don't have the overstimulation of the brain to allow us to rationalize and be able to delude ourselves if things are really getting better. And again, because of the severe chemical imbalance in the brain, there's no drugs, and most therapists are not capable of really helping individuals to logically, step by step, understand the physiological imbalance and how the physiological imbalance is present because of the damaged nervous system and brain, and therefore be able to literally coach them and facilitate them to help them rebalance the brain to rekindle its proper growth. And this is what is missing in all of these therapies worldwide. They do not know how to rekindle the growth of healthy brain tissue. So they just kind of prop the person up. And they go through a lot of stories and give some information, which that brain and nervous system cannot comprehend because it's still damaged. So they just tell the person, well, you're going to be on medication, or, you know, you need to come to, you know, group and their facilitation class every week for the rest of your life. This is not necessary, but this is all we have, and obviously at this point in time, it has failed us. It has failed us. So now we've gotten to the point because we have a society that believes in capitalism, and you need to do the research on capitalism and understand what that means. So with a structure related to finance, related to industry and manufacturing. There has been a perception that the majority of the population is to help to build the product and then turn around and buy them. So you're a consumer. Capitalism is built primarily on consumerization. And then you have a smaller part of the population that's responsible for manufacturing and distribution. And then you have a larger, and should I say smaller population, that then the heads of the corporation and the distribution centers, et cetera. And that's how it's broken down. And so therefore, you, depending upon where you fall into this financial, social, political structure, will have available to you certain services. And the largest majority of the population in capitalistic society do not have high quality mental health and proper therapy to make sure that they remain sound, neurologically balanced, mentally stable, and enlightened, and supported with high quality mental stimulation and knowledge so that these individuals can continuously evolve. So without that happening, then we have a large population that also demonstrates a tremendous amount of disease, degenerative. Okay, everybody's got to take something. Okay, you're deficient in iron, you're deficient in calcium, you're deficient in B vitamin, you're deficient in neurostimulation. I mean, can you understand this? This is your drugstore. You just go in there. They only have two products now that are basically for the nervous system to help it at all. We've got one that comes from the sea, and the substance is composed of brain tissue. Okay. The lenturatas are jellyfish. They are literally brain tissue. That's all they are. It's just the brain. It's been in the water. So it's been ground up, literally, and capsulized, and this is what you're asked to take. Now, how is that helping your brain? Well, the quality of jellyfish is it holds moisture. It absorbs water. So 85% of the nervous system in the Western world in human beings is dehydrated. And so therefore, with more moisture, because that is how information is carried until it is actually placed on the protein and stored in the proper storage vault known as a gene on a chromosome, it is carried in the liquid state. Now, most of you don't know that. And the liquid state that carries memory is water. It's not Coca-Cola, it's not Pepsi, it's not Diet Pop, it's not Kool-Aid, it's not coffee, it's not any of those things. It's only the water aspect of those liquids that has the capacity to carry memory. Then that's something. So I want you to think about that. How much water do you drink a day? And I've heard many of you say you don't like water. So you can't even drink pure water unless it is fizzy, unless it has color in it, unless it has flavor in it. And as soon as you do that, the capacity of the brain to utilize the water in that fluid diminishes significantly. Many times these beverages that people are consuming, the brain cannot absorb and utilize any of the H2O in that liquid beverage. So therefore, we have a group of people walking around that have underdeveloped nervous system, the peripheral nervous system, as well as the brain itself is not integrated. You have a right and a left hemisphere of the brain. It's like you have a right and left leg, right and left arm, eyes, ears, etc. They have to be integrated. And you know that. when the right eye and the left eye are not able to function, meaning, well, they're not functioning, but they're not able to focus appropriately. They are not accommodating each other. You can't see. You're seeing two images, or you're seeing four, or you're seeing just a blur because the images are all fused over each other, or you're seeing two images in two different directions. You don't like that. And the brain definitely does. Very, very stressful, right? Exactly. So now, can you even imagine what it's like to be like in the future in your brain, in the flow, not to be able to communicate with each other because the connection that should hold it in unison, known as the corpus callosum, is not completely developed and lost, as we call it. And so you may be asking yourself, well, how does that occur? When does that happen? And it normally would happen in a normal day-to-day growth process with proper hormones in place, proper nutrition, proper environment, stimulating tones and frequencies of information, which are really not hard to come by. So with that said, you can get comfortable, and you know it's nothing to be ashamed about. It's just a fact. Please accept it as so. That you most likely do not have an integrated right and left hemisphere of the brain nor a fully developed nervous system. And for those of you who think that you have done such great things, such as going to college and have masters and PhDs, your brain is still not balanced. Your nervous system is still not integrated. So having done all of that and recognized that I was at a point in my life because of the stress placed on my nervous system and brain that could not handle it because it wasn't integrated and fully developed, my immune system collapsed and I began to get all kinds of problems. And the biggest problem that people have, they get cancer, which is a normal occurrence that is handled naturally by a healthy immune system. Oh, nobody told you that, did they? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's time now for the truth to come out. And one of the biggest industries that has a lot to admit to its society is the medical system. It has been doing some very interesting and dastardly things that most of you all don't know about. Yes, there have been books written about the things that have been done, the testing, the research, the techniques that are used, the withholding of information, the improper use of tissues and information. Yes, that is just part of it. The teachings, the actual teachings that are given to the general public, how much information about how fabulous you are, how wonderful your organ systems work, none of that is imparted to you. Because if that was really entrusted to you as it should be, you would recognize that a lot of the things that you're doing to yourself are self-destructive right off the bat, right off the top. So my sponsors want to speak to you, and I'll be back in just a minute because we have still lots to talk about because I'm building up to how we have individuals that just go around and acquire firearms and just fill up the mirror image of themselves. You understand that? Another human being is the mirror image of yourself. But when your brain is out of balance and your nervous system is undeveloped, how can you see? And the problem with us is that we don't as a society. I'll be right back after this year.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
You know, how's everyone out there? You can talk to them in the beginning. And yes, it's very important that you get comfortable with the fact that it doesn't matter how hard you study and how many degrees you have, the chances are very great that you do not have a fully developed nervous system. It's very, very important to get. So, therefore, like I said, remember, I've got the PhDs, I've got the master's, I've got the MD degrees, and a whole bunch of other ones. But my nervous system is not completely developed. And by the rankings in society, I was one of the top 10 physicians. So it wasn't as though I wasn't learned well. You can cram a lot into a small amount of nervous tissue. How do I know that? Look at a worm. A worm only has 8,000 neurons. And all the things a worm can do, our food source is dependent on worms. The worms are responsible for keeping the nitrogen oxygen balance in the soil so that the plants can grow. That's profound. Most humans don't know how to do that. But they're able to do that with just 8,000 neurons. That's all their little brain is made out of. They can produce at will, they can become male or female at will, etc. Very incredible little beings. It's only 8,000 neurons. So we know that a small amount of neuronal tissue can do incredible things. That is why, next to an elephant and a few other animals, just because of their size, human beings have the most brain tissue available in a living organism. We have a massive amount of brain tissue. Depending upon the reference you check, somewhere between 80 to 100 billion neurons. 80 to 100 billion neurons. So if you just check out what an earthworm can do with this 8,000 neurons, you have 80 to 100 billion neurons. This is why we have satellites in the sky. We have spaceships, SpaceX airlines going back and forth to the International Space Station somewhere. This is why we're on the moon, why we're on Mars, because of these 8 billion to 100 billion neurons. That's what we can do. And yet still we have problems not recognizing another person and we basically destroy their body. That's a problem. And what does it show? Obviously, you have a space station out of space, and you can walk up the street and shoot the mirror image of yourself and destroy their body. Shows that you have a big imbalance. And the imbalance is in the development of your nervous system. Okay, no, you have to calm down now because this is very simple. Most of you cannot use your right and your left extremities equally. You even.
I'm right hand.
It has a dollar. That you're supposed to be keep the eight side. It should be no big thing to attempt to declare that one is right handed and left handed. You should be, if you are balanced, enabled to use the right and the left hand whenever it is convenient. You should not have to cross over right on your side of the body because you're only indoctrinated to use one extremity, one appendix, one hand versus the other. That is a neurological imbalance. Yep. One hemisphere of the brain overdeveloped and the other hemisphere is underdeveloped. That's why that happens. So what does that say? The brain is not balanced, period. That's it. And it doesn't matter how many books you read, and again, how many degrees you have from educational centers. if you know that you are right side or left side dependent, then you know that the hemispheres of the brain are also developmentally in balance. Now, that you may say, what is the big thing here? Why she's going over and over this? Well, because I want you to understand, and this is what most people are not aware of. This is what I'm concerned about as to why conventional medicine doesn't continuously teach this over and over and over and over again. The brain determines the quality of your blood. The brain determines the quality of your blood. The brain determines the quality of your blood. Ultimately, now, of course, as I said, you want to take a syringe of heroin or some other drugs and inject it right into your antecedent fossa, you'll break your artery here at the bend of the arm. That's the most common location that people inject their drugs. Okay, that's known as the break your artery. Yes, you can do that. Millions and millions of people are doing that worldwide. And yes, it does immediately change the quality of blood. But again, you know that those drugs have what we call a half-life. Okay, and there'll be a certain amount of time before the liver and the kidneys and some other organs basically break down or absorb that drug that you put into your bloodstream, and the blood will then be returned back to its normal state. So I'm speaking to you about the fact that in what appears to you to be your normal state, when you haven't taken any drugs into your system in the form of alcohol or inhaled and smoking, et cetera, or injected, that standard of blood that you are producing is determined by your brain. That is what the brain does. The brain does what? Listen to me clearly. The brain translates every thought that you become conscious of and allows it to become tangible, accessible to your tissue. So it becomes liquid. Isn't that amazing? A thought, which is really like a gas in chambers, that the brain is connected to. And when that gas is what we call ether, plasmic-like substance, stimulates the nerve cells react. And they actually then create the liquid translation of your thoughts. So your thoughts, like a cloud, now become liquid like rain. And then that rain is given energy, it's charged, and it's released through the neurons, through the spinal cord, through the peripheral nerve, and so directly into your brain. And this ensures that every cell in your body, all the tissues are made out of it, all the organs are made out of it. So this ensures, this activity of your brain ensures that every cell in your body, which includes all the organs and all the tissues, know what you are thinking. This is very important for you to get. Now, you don't see that on the commercials. They're not telling you that. They're not telling you that your thoughts are being translated by this fabulous organ known as the brain. And that information is being released into your bloodstream so that every cell in your body knows what you are thinking, what you want. And it happens so quickly. That's why you're able to just jump up off the chair, sit down, pick up a pencil, lift a cup, blink your eyelashes. All of that is mediated by your brain and nervous system. And to this day, most people never see this. Even when they have the unpleasant experience of having to go and witness a person's body on a respirator or on a heart-lung machine, and they're in a coma. So the body has enough energy in it. The blood is being pumped around through into all the organs and tissues. But why is it not moving? Why can't the person talk to you? And that's because there now is a block between you, your mind, and its capacity to communicate with its brain. And when the brain can't make the chemicals that are released into the bloodstream so that every cell in the body knows what you're thinking, the body doesn't move. The body doesn't do much of anything. We have to breathe through it, those nerves are stimulated. We have to have catheters put into the genitalia that catch the urine. We can't control your urine and your stool anymore. The skin basically is not able to take care of its temperature, so you've got to stay warm. All those things are shut down because the brain can no longer communicate with your mind. So if you can understand that, then you can begin to understand why, then, with all the things that we do, that we still do very little compared to what you could do because of this lack of knowledge about yourself. Your brain is imbalanced, and we've accommodated that. It's okay to be left-handed or right-handed. You know, it's okay for us to have these limitations in the body. Not simply the fact that it is what it is, but let's correct it. It needs to be corrected. Both hemispheres of the brain should be brought into a balanced state. Why? Because then that means that the thoughts that you are able to generate in your mind, and we'll talk about the mind on a different show, that's a whole different physiology and anatomy about you. And most people don't know much about the mind. Now, most people don't know that a thought is literally kind of like a gaseous substance. But these gaseous substances are contained in localization chambers that have different frequencies of vibration. Yes, they do. So we know that there's particular chambers in your mind that have their mind, that is incredible phenomena into the physical world. We all have these chambers of our mind, but most people cannot access them because of the underdevelopment of your brain. This is very important to understand. So we have areas of our mind that we can access because we've developed and overdeveloped certain segments of the brain, but not the whole brain, which is why many times people who do have access to incredible amounts of certain segments of the mind, their creation become problematic. Because the balancing chambers of the mind, that if both chambers would have been accessed, all the chambers of the mind accessed, their creative exemplification of what they're thinking in mass would be without problems. Yes, they would have been perfect for this dimension. Now, some of you, you know, I have to talk to y'all personalities. Their personalities are just so busy getting in the way. Well, yeah, I can hear them. So it's like, how does she do that? You know, a perfect thought, a perfect manifestation that doesn't have any problems. Well, I just told you I got back from Mexico. And that's what we did. We walked, we sat, we observed, we contemplated, those magnificent structures that have been there for thousands of years, sitting right on planet Earth. Foundation sitting right in planet Earth. And as planet Earth is moving, the weather is changing, the heat, the amount of light exposure, they do not show it to be a problem. They're totally integrated, totally balanced with the environment of Earth. That is a perfect creation relative to this planet. Now, if you're on Mars, environment is different. Things have to happen differently. But you would have a mind that your brain could access the proper areas of the mind to allow you to create appropriately for that environment. We have a lot of issues here on planet Earth within humanity where we can't do that. So we create things and we force them into the planet and we force them on top of the planet, et cetera. And with any little shift in environment, with any little encounter of chaos, whether it be brought by some object or human, et cetera, everything is ruined. And so a good example is the BP oil breach. Where the entire Gulf of Mexico at the borders of Louisiana were made toxic. So many animals suffered from that. The water suffered, the plants suffered, everything because of the offshore rigs sucking the oil out. Now, many people may say, that's wonderful, you know, that they found the oil underneath there 2 miles deep and they were able to, you know, make a rig and people can live on it and drill the oil out and suck it out for us so we can have more reserves. That's not the issue. Of course, that's ingenious. But now, what happened to the minds that understood that we have 2 miles of water that we have to compensate for and that we have to secure and we have to make sure that the shifting in the water, the shifting of the rig that this pipe is connected to, the shifts that we know occur in the crust of the earth, the fish that go through that area, et cetera, all of that has to be accounted for. And that pipe has to be positioned into that earth in such a way where if it is dislodged, we know that we have X amount of time to be able to capture the oil that would leak at the potential rate that it would leak so that we can protect the waters and the animals and the land, et cetera, over X amount of time and have the actual machinery built and ready that if that happens, we could immediately begin to evacuate the captured leak so that we can bring that under control in X amount of time. That would be a normal part of the mindset that would create a pipeline of that nature and would also have a disaster leak protocol where that water could have been protected for X amount of time before it was contaminated by any oil. The fact is that none of that was in place. And so when the pipe was dislodged, everything went directly into the Gulf of Mexico. That is an interruption in common logic for a balanced brain. A balanced brain would never have felt and known that that project was completed if we could not recoup any oils and be accountable for how we could control damage to any fish, any waters, any livestock before we even would launch the project. Wasn't done because the brains that created the pipeline were not balanced and the area of the mind that had the answers, the diagrams, everything to be able to accommodate for any disruption in that pipeline was not accessible to these creators, to those engineers. And we constantly have these kind of problems. So whether it's putting foods in our environment, we find out that they cause roof defects. We find out that they'll cause blindness after you take them a certain amount of time. If you do, that would have been known in a balanced brain environment where everyone with a balanced brain is looking at this potential product before it can hit the market for the general public. But when you have less than 2.5% of individuals who have balanced brains and completely developed nervous systems, the whole population is basically out of balance. And now it's taken all these years and we see it. We have to live with it every day. You can't go to the mall. You can't go shopping. You can't go out to dance without someone who has a more severely developed, underdeveloped, imbalanced brain than you is going to go and begin to shoot the mirror images of themselves. Every animal except humans will immediately bond to the image of itself. Ants will do that. The insects, the birds. You got the image of me? Okay. You may have red feathers and I may have black, but you're a bird. Okay. And we can hang out. So if you got to do something different or you eat differently, no problem. But we're going to fly in the same space. We're going to be able to walk on the same ground, swim in the same waters. Humans have yet to be able to accept their own geometry, mirror it to themselves by another human. Severe imbalance of your brain and your nervous system. So my sponsors want to speak to you, and I'll be right back in a minute because there's a little more that I've got to give to you. Because you must get the answer to these problems, and it's in you. It's in each and every one of you that has not stepped forward to rebalance your brain, complete the growth of your right and left hemisphere of the brain and your nervous system. And I want you to write it down here at 5:47 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Dr. Jewel Pookrum from the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences told you what the problem is. It's in each and every one of us that has not completed the integration of the right and left hemisphere of the brain and your nervous system. That's right. That's the problem. It's in us. And at any time, you can be the one that will go off and shoot up a bunch of people. The propaganda, that is just, again, a demonstration of the inability to correctly use the brain to access proper integration of the thoughts in the mind. So when they get information that's stored in the mind, in the memory, the mind is not accessed in a balanced way because the brain isn't balanced. And so therefore, the information is distorted. It's blown up. It's twisted, whatever else, et cetera. And now that is the thought wished into the brain. The brain translates that into chemistry, and your body gets busy reacting to the distortion, the illusion. That now is a quality of your blood. Every cell in your body is affected. So that's why these people can have no reaction to killing up a bunch of people, because their whole tissues are saturated with a distortion that doesn't even allow them to recognize themselves in the exact geometry of someone else outside of them. You have the exact same geometry. And you can't tell that's a human that has the same capabilities that you, blood, heart, whatever else, and that you would try to destroy their body when it's a mere reflection of you. That is neurologic dysfunction, and it can only be treated by the regeneration and the integration of the brain, which will allow you to now access a healthy mind. This is most important. I'll be right back after this message.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay. Well, this has been a very intense teaching, and I intentionally spoke slowly and with charge in my voice because I want you to understand the relevance and the importance of your nervous system. You must understand that the brain allows you to perceive heaven on earth. It allows you to process the limitless amounts of information that you live in. You are living literally in the mind of the source of all things. And at the university, we simply say you are living in the mind of God. So you can look at yourself like a fish and you're swimming around in water. And all that water is consciousness. It's all around you, everywhere. It all has information. It all has particular meaning for a brain and for a brain that can absorb it, respond to it by translating it into its next level of mass, which is a liquid. Yeah, you think that you're walking around in air. Yeah, kinda, but you're in consciousness. You're always in consciousness, and that's just how etheric consciousness is. And so it's that brain that can actually absorb this, what appears to be almost invisible quality of knowingness and information, and condense it down to a liquid. We call them neuropeptides, neurotransmitters. They're all the same because a neurotransmitter is a thought that has now been transformed into a chemical that we can identify. See, I want you to get smart here, because when we talk to you about serotonin, when we're talking to you about epinephrine, and we're talking to you about the endorphins and the penicillins, we're just telling you that these are thoughts that we've been able to identify their chemical structure. But what about all the other thoughts? Hate, envy, jealousy, rage. Now I'll tell you a little secret. It is known what the chemical structures of those thoughts are also. They have been identified. They are contained. So yes, someone can give you an injection of hate, an injection of love, an injection of rage, envy, jealousy, because it is a chemistry. You create it through your own brain and release it into your own bloodstream. Someone who has access to the bloodstream can definitely assay the blood. And over time, depending upon the use of their mind and brain, can basically identify the unique substance, isolate it, and then inject it into other animals who allegedly are not thinking those thoughts, and see if all of a sudden the body responds in a way that is reflective of that chemistry that has been assigned that meaning. And it's been done. So now, why isn't this all on the news and on the front pages, and why in the STEM educational system now they're not teaching all of this that is available to the fact that your thinking creates the quality of your blood and tells the tissues what to do via the brain. So now I have some really different information about Alzheimer's, okay, because these are people who continuously thought in particular ways where the chemistry that their own brain had to create based on their thinking burnt the brain out. You pay attention to me. We were not created to have to be dependent on all these vitamins and all these pills and all of these injections and all of the surgery and all of this artificial intelligence with a lowercase a and a lowercase I. Never write artificial intelligence with uppercase A or uppercase I, because it is never equivalent to you. It can never ever stand alone, because it is a pure, poor reflection of who you are. You understand that? So now you've got to get an artificial hip and a leg and what, because of your thinking. So you don't want to be shot down in the street. You don't want to worry about your children. Is the teacher going to shoot them down? Is the safety guard, whatever else, et cetera? Then everybody needs to march and get their brain balanced. And how do they do it? With geometry. No shot, no surgery. You don't have to have a part of you cut out. You just have to basically pay attention to what you are looking at. That's it. That's the answer. And so not until you're willing to bring your nervous system into balance, because it didn't grow up at the same rate your body did because of the environment. Oh, you think that because my mother and father were nice to me, they were always there and I always had food to eat. Uh-huh. And as soon as you turned on the TV, what did you see? Murder and mayhem. Oh, did you go to the movie? That's why your brain isn't balanced. So join us at the Jewish University, JUIS.com. Check it out. The Dr. Jewel Balance Program, DJPP. Go to the website, check it out. You will pick this up next week. But have mercy on yourself, because if you don't balance your brain, you're going to be more cheated and more pillaged. We're all contributing, not to.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.